Greetings from the Gunflint Trail. The yearly spending madness in America is officially underway with the Black Friday weekend. In the midst of this coming mayhem, I hope your Thanksgiving holiday has been stuffed with a joyous time of family, friends, and goodies from the bounty of all who made it possible. Further, if you were able to share our abundance with someone less fortunate, kudos for your decency and generosity. You can't be thanked enough. There's no business like snow business. Finally, after much wringing of hands about when and if it would ever come to these parts, production and distribution got underway. Last weekend's snow and return to more normal temps has the landscape in dazzling white, with the forest flocked to the hilt. We're even into ice making on some of the smaller lakes, with the mercury hitting the nothing mark in places up at this end of the trail. It was zero at Wildersmith and slightly below at Seagull Lake. This neighborhood did not receive what prognosticators envisioned, but neither was it a bust. Our first measurable dose piled up at 7 inches, and with the accompaniment of howling winds during the storm, it looked like much more in many locales. Guess some might consider ourselves lucky compared to the upwards of 2 feet that fell in several North Country counties to the west. However, for a few of us zanies, there never can be too much. I find interesting the excitement created when forecasters began to sensationalize the coming of a first winter storm. It would seem everyone's trigger is tripped, whether the coming is with scorn or elation. Beginning with the first reveal of a cold season storm advisory, suspense begins to build. Questions of when will the furies of such arrive, how much will it pile up, and how bad will it get, resound throughout the kingdom. Evolvement of the situation intensifies if the watch turns into a warning. Folks edge up on their seats and ears perk to the media, many in disgust, with others in hope of a doozy. The storm is getting close. It seems to be real. Will I be able to get home or get out? Is my vehicle ready? Do I have enough food? Will the power and communications be interrupted? Will the snowblower start? Where's my shovel? Will school be dismissed early or called off? Oh, so many concerns echo through our minds. Arrival is confirmed as trifle flurries at first. Energy then escalates to a full-blown visit from the Polar Express. Curiosity whets our senses. Noses to the glass, watching a calm, vertical descent of the heavenly flakes, while ears detect howling air, suggesting a horizontal delivery. Whatever the means of conveyance, the magical sensation of snow, whitening the world around us, is capturing. Seldom lasting for more than a few hours, or a day or two, the work of Old Man Winter idles down to an end. The body of this old guy's toiling lies in varying states of crystal serenity. With our mini-universe blanketed in white, the results are sometimes not as bad as predicted, and others far worse than anticipated. Regardless of one's opinion on the end product, it's difficult to argue the peaceful splendor of new-fallen snow. In immediate days following the cold atmospheric drama, our wilderness territory comes alive with intriguing, mysterious signs of life we have not seen for months. Tracks of wild kingdom critters indent the bleached carpet in infinite shapes, sizes, and directions. For years truly and other outdoors people, the wonder and curiosity associated with critters leaving a trace is beyond the ordinary what, why, and when of human understanding. Tracks everywhere make living in the wilderness setting a deeply profound encounter into the wild unknown. Oddly enough, enthusiasm for the first winter season happening does not wane. For many folks, it seems subsequent wintry episodes conjure up the same anticipatory energies as the initial act. So for us winter enthusiasts, bring it on. The joy of the times are at hand. Happy snow activities to all. For WTIP, this is Fred Smith, on the trail at Wildersmith, where every day is great, and having them with snow cover is even more delightful.